I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, July 7th. House Speaker Rahm Arellano of Quincy is unopposed heading into this year's state election. The 74-year-old Arellano also says he expects to continue on as House Speaker. Arellano was first elected to office in 1991. He became House Speaker in December of 2020 and was re-elected Speaker the following month. Arellano says he wants to focus on expanding the wind energy industry in Massachusetts over the next 2 years, and says the Quincy shipyard would be an ideal location for the manufacture of wind turbines. The shipyard is owned by auto dealer Dan Quirk. Arellano says he's not sure if he'll run for re-election in 2024, but says he still feels good and still has the energy he needs to do the job. As far as regrets, Arellano says he still wishes he could have saved Quincy Hospital. However, says it's unlikely there will ever be a full-scale hospital in Quincy again. The water is safe for swimming at all 13 Quincy City beaches and all of Wollaston Beach. The results of water tests taken on Tuesday indicate safe levels of bacteria in the water. The Quincy Health Department tests the water at city beaches, and the state tests the water at Wollaston every week from Memorial Day to Labor Day. Warning signs would be posted if bacteria levels exceeded safe limits. The demolition of the Government Center parking garage will resume next week, less than 4 months after a worker died at the job site. On March 26th, a construction worker was killed during a partial collapse of the Government Center parking garage in the Haymarket area of the city. The victim, 51-year-old Peter Mancini of Southeastern, was doing demolition work inside the parking garage in a construction vehicle when the floor buckled underneath the vehicle. Demolition of the facility is set to resume on Monday and will force the shutdown of several streets for several weeks. Starting Sunday through Labor Day, a portion of Congress Street under the Government Center garage will be closed for continued work on the demolition. The company managing the project said the closure was part of scheduled work that's necessary to complete the project. National Real Estate Advisors, the HYM Investment Group, John Moriarty and Associates, said that they've been in communication with state, city, and transit officials. The man charged with killing his mother at sea in a plot to inherit millions of dollars has asked a federal court to authorize his release from custody pending trial. The attorneys for Nathan Carman filed a motion in U.S. District Court in Burlington, saying the evidence against him is tenuous at best, and he is not a flight risk or a danger to the community. As conditions of release, Carman is willing to surrender his passport, submit to electronic monitoring, and turn over all the money he has, $10,000, to a third party or post some of that money as bail. He has also been under criminal investigation for almost a decade, and he's been facing civil litigation, but has always shown up in court. After Carman's arrest, prosecutors argued he should be held because he poses a flight risk and is a danger to the community. Carman's been held since his arrest in May, when he was indicted on a charge of first-degree murder in the death of his mother, Linda Carman, of Middletown, Connecticut, during a fishing trip off the Rhode Island coast. Her body has never been found. He was also charged with multiple counts of fraud. Authorities also alleged Carman killed his grandfather, John Chekalos, at his home in Windsor, Connecticut, in 2013, as part of a scheme to obtain money and property from his grandfather's estate, but he was not charged with that killing. The motion yesterday says that during his 8 years living in Vernon, Vermont, Carman led a quiet life with solid ties to the community, participating in town forums, attending a local church, and had many local friends. Massachusetts' highest court heard arguments yesterday in a Republican challenge to the state's new mail-in and early voting law, which is expected to take effect for September's primary. The judges, after peppering both sides with constitutional questions for less than an hour, recessed and is expected to rule later. State election officials, in the meantime, are readying to send more than 4.7 million ballot applications to voters by July 23rd, ahead of the September 6th primary. The state Republican Party contends the VOTES Act, a bill that Governor Baker signed into law in late June after clearing the Democrat-controlled state legislature, violates the state constitution. The new law makes so-called no-excuse mail-in ballots and early voting permanent fixtures in Massachusetts elections. It also increases ballot access for voters with disabilities, service members overseas, and incarcerated individuals, as well as takes steps to modernize the state's election administration process. Many of the voting options included in the new law were implemented during the height of the pandemic and proved popular. But the GOP argued in its complaint that the expansion of mail-in and early voting during the pandemic was only meant to be temporary until normal voting practices could resume. In a legal brief filed ahead of yesterday's hearing, the party argued voters must cast their ballots in person on Election Day with limited exceptions. They maintain voters can only seek a mail ballot if they meet one of the exemptions spelled out in the state constitution, such as being out of town on Election Day or unable by reason of physical disability or religious belief to cast their vote in person that day. But lawyers for Secretary of State Bill Galvin, whose office oversees elections, countered that the new law is appropriate. If upheld, Massachusetts would join 34 states and Washington, D.C., in offering no-excuse absentee voting, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. A check of business news this morning, and stocks opened the day in positive territory. Dow up 69, the NASDAQ rose 39, the S&P added 13. Asian markets gained after the Fed said higher U.S. interest rates might be needed to cool inflation. Dollars down, the euro's up, oil is down to just under $99 a barrel. Sports: Rays beat the Red Sox 7-1. The Yankees come to Fenway tonight at 7:10 for a four-game series. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Partly sunny and pleasant today, high of 80 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 58. For tomorrow, maybe a pop-up shower, hazy and muggy with highs in the mid-80s. Partly sunny, 79 on Saturday, mostly sunny, 80 on Sunday. But the boater waves about a foot, a light east wind, high tide 6:20 p.m. Sunrise 5:14, set at 8:22. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, July 7th.